Welcome to the next episode of What's Crap on WhatsApp, the voice note show that investigates the crap shared in your WhatsApp groups. I'm Andisiwe May from podcasting company Volume.
And I'm Taryn Khoury from Africa Check, the continent's leading fact-checking organization. Today, we've got a special episode lined up for you. We're taking a deep dive into election misinformation.
We'll be looking at claims you are likely to see during election season and emerging narratives on social media.
We'll also be giving you tips on what to watch out for on election day. Stay tuned. South Africa heads to the polls on 29 May 2024. Political parties are actively campaigning to convince voters that they can create jobs, deliver services, and govern effectively. Today, we're looking at the types of claims we often see during this time.
First up is a claim that has been made by several officials in the ruling African National Congress, or ANC, that the number of South Africans who are in employment has increased from 8 million in 1994 to 16.7 million today. Now, I know the second half of that claim is correct. The latest data shows around 16.7 million people are currently employed.
Yes, but there were 8.9 million people employed in 1994. We call this type of claim lowering of a base, where the base number, 8 million, has been lowered, making the progress achieved since then seem more impressive.
I see. Then this would also apply to the claim that access to electricity has increased from 36% in 1994 to almost 100% today. Access has indeed improved, but several data sources indicate that access to electricity was higher than 36% in 1994. Claiming a lower figure makes the progress achieved seem more impressive.
Exactly. We're also seeing a lot of unproven claims this election season. For example, the Economic Freedom Fighters, or EFF, the second largest opposition party, has claimed that poverty is worse now than it was 30 years ago.
Several sources point to a reduction in poverty between 1994 and 2015, but there isn't research to show what has happened in the years since then. So Africa Check rated the claim unproven, meaning that publicly available information neither proves nor disproves the claim.
When a political party makes a claim, the burden of evidence falls on them. Statements need to be supported by facts.
But Taryn, surely some of the claims made by political parties during election season are correct.
That's true. Although we often see claims that contain accurate elements, they've been presented in a misleading way. Take, for example, the Democratic Alliance's claim that in the Western Cape, 8 out of 10 people are employed.
The most recent data shows that the unemployment rate in the Western Cape is 20.2%. In other words, around 2 in every 10 people are considered unemployed. However, that doesn't mean that 80% of people are employed.
Experts have said that for the proportion of the working age population that is employed, the absorption rate is a better indicator. The absorption rate in the Western Cape is 54.7%, higher than any other province, but not as high as the DA claimed.
Voters should watch out for claims that seem correct because they're supported by data. Numbers are easily manipulated and often require context. So we've debunked some election-related misinformation from political parties over the past few weeks. But there are also plenty of false claims doing the rounds on social media.
That's right. We've picked up a few trends that subscribers should be aware of ahead of the elections. The first is non-existent endorsements.
I've seen a few of those. Who could forget the video of US rapper Eminem supposedly endorsing the EFF?
Since then, we've seen a video claiming that South African singer Lerato Malapo, popularly known as Lira, has endorsed or become a member of the newly formed Umkhonto we Sizwe party.
However, we found that the text in the video and the caption on the original TikTok post identify the woman in the video as actress Londiwe Ncamo, not Lira. And Lira has distanced herself from the MK party on social media.
Another video doing the rounds claims to show former US President Donald Trump endorsing the MK party. The video of Trump is real, but it has been edited with AI technology. If you come across such endorsement videos, pay close attention to the person's mouth movements. If they don't match up with the audio, it's a red flag.
That's a great point. What are the trends has Africa Chick seen on social media?
Well, we're likely to see posts that target minority groups, such as foreign migrants. We recently debunked the claim that a Nigerian businessman based in South Africa was arrested for dealing in hard drugs, but the video was shot in Liberia, not South Africa.
Anti-migrant sentiment in South Africa often maintains the stereotype of Nigerians as drug dealers. Similar claims blame foreign migrants for some of the country's most pressing issues, such as crime and unemployment. This is despite a lack of evidence to show that they contribute significantly to either phenomenon.
Elections also provide the perfect opportunity for scammers. Another trend is claims that political parties and their candidates are giving cash and other goodies to their supporters. These often circulate on WhatsApp messages. An example is the claim that the ruling ANC is giving away a 1,100 rand child support grant to every parent through a suspicious-looking link.
Many would-be voters fall for these scams, affecting both their pocket and their perception of political issues. Election misinformation doesn't just suddenly stop on the day of elections. In fact, there are a few things our subscribers need to look out for on the day of voting, right?
That's right. It is highly likely that false and misleading information will still be shared, even as votes are being counted. The first thing to look out for is claims that a political party has withdrawn from the elections.
It can be disruptive to learn on election day that the party you were planning to vote for has withdrawn from the race. It could discourage voters from going to the polls.
Similarly, studies have shown that rumors of violence on election day affect voter turnout. Photos and videos of violence from unrelated events are likely to circulate on election day and discourage some voters.
When this happens, perform a Google reverse image search to make sure the posts haven't been taken out of context. Can we expect to see fake election results being shared?
It's definitely a possibility. Remember that only election results announced by the Independent Electoral Commission, or IEC, are authentic. Check the IEC's official website and social media handles for updates. Also follow credible media organizations covering the elections.
Where else can our subscribers go to find verified information about the elections?
Well, the team at Africa Check is on standby to debunk false and misleading information about the elections. Send us claims you think need fact-checking. And if you receive a message that raises your suspicions, search online to see if it has already been fact-checked or reported as a hoax.
And remember the golden rule. If something sounds too good or shocking to be true, it usually is.
That's all the time we have for today. Now you know what's crap and what's not.
Your friends and family can sign up for our show over WhatsApp. The number is 082-709-3527. Make sure to save us as a contact in your phone and send us a message.
You can find the show wherever you get your podcasts, from Apple to Spotify. If you listen there, you'll find show notes and a link to the fact checks.
Remember that you can send us a WhatsApp message, a picture, video, link, or voice note that you need fact checked. Just forward them to us on WhatsApp. Our theme song is composed by John Bartman. I'm Andisua May.
And I'm Taryn Khoury. Bye for now. Volume.